Hello, welcome to About Music. I'm Brian. Today we are continuing with our third program of Lighter Listening. You've just heard Franz von Suppé's Light Cavalry Overture. We're going to follow that with two pieces by Leroy Anderson. First of all, the syncopated clock, and then a very interesting piece which makes use of an old-fashioned office machine, the typewriter, and makes it into a musical instrument, complete with the rhythm and the ding of the carriage return. For those of you who are wondering what happened to the About Music, where we were looking at Beethoven and Schumann and their influences on future composers, we have a new time slot for that, Monday evenings at 7:30 p.m. We conclude our first set of pieces with Carl Maria von Weber's Invitation to the Dance. I now have another group of two pieces for you. First of all, Kabalevsky's Galop from the Comedians, a very short whirlwind of a piece that rushes ahead with unstoppable momentum. That will be followed by the very famous Sorcerer's Apprentice by Paul Dukas. Disney included this in his wonderful movie Fantasia. Whether you want to picture it like that as enchanted broomsticks, or simply enjoy the vivid orchestral storytelling, it's still an absolute joy to hear.
Thank you.
For those of you who are wondering what happened to the About Music, where we were looking at Beethoven and Schumann and their influences on future composers, we have a new time slot for that, Monday evenings at 7:30 p.m. We come now to our one serious piece of today, and that is Ferdinand Ries's Rondo from his Piano Concerto Opus 151, the third movement. This movement sparkles with quicksilver brilliance. It's a whirlwind of virtuosic piano runs and playful orchestral exchanges. Ferdinand Ries, incidentally, was a student of Beethoven. We follow that with Dmitri Shostakovich's Prelude in A Major, Opus 34, number 7, but instead of having the piano version, we're going to have the one for viola and piano.
Thank you.
And so we come to our final two pieces for today. First, the really famous Rondo alla Turca by Mozart. And then the almost equally famous Gold and Silver Waltz by Franz Lehár. I want to just remind you that if you are wondering what happened to the Beethoven and Schumann information that I was sharing on the Thursday evenings, you know, we were exploring the influence of these two on future composers. We have moved that program to Mondays at 7:30. I do hope you will be able to join me then. So for today, our last two pieces, and at that point, I'm going to wish you well until Monday evening at 7:30.